Hey everybody, it is Suzanne with an energy update. Had a great client today I wanted to capture right away because this particular one is very, very similar to what I see throughout my week, months, whatever, with clients, because each one of us carries so many different roles in our life. You know, we can be a partner, we can be a sibling, we can be a working person, we can be a stay-at-home mom, we can be a whatever. But when it comes to all of these different roles within an actual partnership, be that married or and or living together or even heavily dating, etc., I think that it's super important to talk about something that I see very consistently happening, which is very detrimental to both sides of a relationship. And that being, oftentimes someone will come in and as this particular client did today, and he or she will, you know, be busy trying to do their job, and then they are so tired by the time that they get home that I love almost everybody, by the way, says, I go home and turn on Netflix. And it's so funny to me that here we are in 2019 and almost everybody is like saying, and then I just go home and I turn on Netflix. And I am probably one of those people periodically too that can get caught up in the world of Netflix hell, because once you turn that thing on, you don't get your butt off the couch. And I think it's interesting because we have lost some great opportunities to really find some things out about relationship and self, because we are all turning into Netflix zombies. And that isn't what this was going to be specifically about, but it is a really important point, people. We don't have to be Netflix zombies, because it is very easy and comfortable to get stuck in that, but it prevents us from doing some of the spiritual work. So this particular person, you know, as do most of us, we find a partner that oftentimes fills us, and it's a stupid thing, in my opinion, because it reminds me of that Jerry Maguire, oh, you fill me or you complete me comment that Renee Zellweger made. Nobody should complete anybody, in my opinion, as an energy practitioner, because what we need to do is we need to complete ourselves. This is called sacred marriage. We need to, in my opinion, and do what you choose, but in my opinion, we need to find that sacred balance within us. We need to be able to find what we envy in another one, or you know, look for in that other one to fulfill us, because herein lies the actual red flag of what we need to do to work on ourselves. Because oftentimes we will find that partner initially and we're like, oh yeah, I really, really value that in him or her. And in essence, at the beginning, that's really awesome and we look up to that, and eventually that becomes something that we're resentful about, because the reality is I don't have it in me. I don't have it in me. I initially love it about you, but then I start to resent it in you because it's the one thing I really lack in me. And therefore, if I lack it in me, I start to get pissed off at me, but then I project it at you. So this is a very dangerous loop pattern that we start to find ourselves in. And it's very, very difficult. I was excellent at this. I was a pro at this. You know, I totally... not that I throw my husband under the bus, but I will tell very, very honestly, you know, about our life story, because that's how I think people learn. And for many, many years, I valued and envied how free and que sera sera my husband was. And then over the years, I started to get resentful because I saw it as lazy. I saw it as he always got off the hook. I saw it as his life is so simple and easy and mine is so go, 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 work, work, work. The reality is I envied the fact that I didn't know how or allowed myself to be that lighthearted and that so-called, you know, free or I come first. I then got pissed off, so I chose to look at it as negative and lazy in him instead of the reality is it was carefree and I didn't have that. These are loop patterns that we need to be able to first and foremost see, recognize, and then, God forbid, own and separate. And it's very important for us to separate my actual self out of that partner, because what we will do is I'm going to really want you to help me, but I'm not going to let you help me because I can do it faster and better and quicker anyway. This will come down to really, really specific things like, I'm not even going to let you do the laundry or the dishes because you don't do it well enough. And these are really, really deep programs that go back to sense of safe and fear and things like that in the root chakra, because they'll affect the first two chakras of root chakra, safe, not good enough, not self-worth, and then relationship and feelings in that second chakra of sacral. So these two first chakras can really mess us up in terms of how this loop pattern goes. And then it loops up into the third chakra, which is my ego and power center, where I have all of my programming going. So this, you know, look at it as almost like the infinity circle just looping through those three lower chakras, which are indeed our physical chakras. And it's just a shit show of going back and forth. You know, I want help, but I'm not going to ask for it. I really want help, but I really don't want it. I want help, but why aren't you helping me? But even if you help me, I don't want it anyway. I mean, this insanity that we do needs to really be broken if we're choosing to even do it, because some of us don't choose. We'll go through life just thinking this is fine, but it will create more and more anger and more distance. But if we choose to, it's really being in that meat body moment, and it's really getting back to what we call that fourth dimensional observer. It's coming back to going, what does my body really truly feel like? Do I really feel as tired as I think that I am? And can I choose to accept some help without all of the old programming running? These are loop patterns that will affect in your physical body very distinct spaces and places. Most of the time it's that lower three chakras. So a lot of times this is in our guts. This is in our lower back. This is in the back side of the lower back because we're angry on that back side of the chakra. But oftentimes this will loop up into the throat as well. And we will find lots and lots of throat shutdown. The people that run these programmings also come into my office very oftentimes with that backpack on the back of their upper shoulders. And where we will feel that programming in our body is at the base of the head, where these programs will go on the hamster wheel around and around and around. So how do we break all this insanity? Well, usually this is the control and the victim program, and I've got other podcasts on that more specific, and so I'm not going to go deep into that. But remember, the controller program is those that want to control the crap out of anything. The victim program is, woe is me, I don't have any control. And the reality is they're the same program. We will flip and flop and play both sides of that coin. So if this is ringing true to you in any way, shape, or form, you got to get humble with this, and you got to really, really go deep and admit that you are indeed one of these people, because almost everyone is, by the way. It took me a long time to admit that I was the controller and the victim at the same time, because it's easier to point fingers. But when we get to this, some of the things that can help are scheduling me time. This is very important, to schedule the observer me time, to get back in that fourth frequency. Third dimensional is the crazy, crazy, have to, can't, need to person. Fifth dimensional is alignment with higher self person. But the fourth dimensional person is the one that is present in the moment and seeing, this is crazy, I can change this, this is ridiculous, my body feels like this, I don't want to feel this, I have the potential to step outside of myself and make better decisions. And then it is all about scheduling that me time. It is really becoming selfish in a better way, in terms of, I am going to take 10 minutes or a half a day, and I don't have to get down on my knees and scrub around that toilet right now, it will be there tomorrow. And it's really finding the discipline. And this is where I think we lose it, people, because we think spirituality is not disciplined. And it is. Spirituality training and chakra clearing is no different than hardcore power training at the gym or anything else, studying for your master's. This is hardcore discipline training of self, so that we absolutely 100% change these loop patterns within our system. Because again, we run like a matrix, we run like a supercomputer, and it is us and only us that can get as honest as possible to be able to be humble and identify, yeah, I am running this program, and B, then what do I get to do about it? Not what do I have to, what do I choose to do about it? And that usually comes with gratitude and joy and a lust of life and celebration. So if you're that person that's on that hamster wheel as a human doing machine and don't know how to be, this is the place to start. And you don't, when you be versus do, have to do anything to be. Okay, that was convoluted, but it does make sense. Listen to it again. When you're becoming a human being instead of a doing, everyone says, well, what should I do to do that? Well, you don't do anything, you just be. You enjoy life. You take the moment, you listen to the bird, you breathe a little deeper, and quit making a big deal out of doing in order to be. So hopefully that resonates a little bit. I'm sending you off with this particular quick, fast one with some cosmic hugs, and we will talk again soon.